Hi, so I'm doing a ramble fact today. It's actually because I lost a bet yesterday. Me and my partner were playing Catan, and after I won the first round, I said, cool, let's do a thing. If I lose, I have to put my chastity belt on with a dildo in me and my plug. But if you lose, you have to do a ruin. And I'm currently being denied and edged. Like, honestly, my brain just can't think half the time. But he agreed, and I got really cocky during that second game. I thought I was gonna win. I had so much of the map. But he beat me. He beat me so fucking easily. It's kind of embarrassing. I didn't even have a half the points he did when he won. And then, so I went off and I put the plug in. It was fucking huge. It's a big hush, like 2.5 inch, I think. I can't remember. I think it's the biggest one or the second biggest one. It's fucking huge. And I had the dildo in me with chastity belt locked on. And we played another game, and God, I was just grinding in my chair. I was just rocking back and forth. Brain could not compute anything happening. As it turns out, when I'm plugged and needy, I just say yes to everything. It was just giving me basic things to do, like drink more water. I was just immediately like, yes, 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 yes. And then he decided that what he was going to do was trance me. He puts me in trances a lot, and when I'm already needy and mushy, it makes it so fucking easy to fuck with my mind. He made me forget that I was denied, but I was still denied. Still wasn't allowed to come. And then he issued me a new bet. I could take the belt off, keep the plug in, he'll turn it on to start vibrating. And I could use my Nora, that's a rabbit vibrator. And I had 15 minutes to come. And if I didn't come at the end of 15 minutes, I had to do a ramble fap, so... I'm doing a ramble fap, so you can guess that I've already lost, right? He... just fully tricked me, so sneaky. Forgot that I couldn't come. I was there, I was getting to the edge, I was getting so fucking close, I was just on the edge, just could not fall over it. And he was like, well, I've done that Hue Cow file for you, so maybe you need to moo to come, why don't you try that? So I was mooing desperately to fucking come, and I still fucking couldn't come. I was so mean, so fucking desperate. I haven't been that desperate in ages. It was the fact that I'd been made to forget that I was being denied. I haven't come since July, by the way. It's 10 months. 10 fucking months since I've come. And I was so fucking needy and desperate, and I just needed to come so badly, and I couldn't. I just kept riding the edge, and it was not fair, and I want to come. Oh God, I think I would have agreed to anything. I genuinely think I would have agreed to anything he said to come. But I think he figured he already tricked me once, he wasn't gonna do it again. God, do you know how needy I've been since? You know how humiliating and embarrassing it is to fucking beg and beg and beg to come, not knowing that you can't, that you're just incapable of it? And he was just watching me with a smirk, like he knew something I didn't, and he fucking did. And God, I kept thinking back to when I was with him in March. And how we'd go out for drives, and I'd have my toy in me. I'd have it on. We had it on when we went for a drive through as well. God, we went on a road trip, and he had me pull my top down, and then I just pulled my tits out my bra entirely. Just driving like that, edging my cunt. So needy and desperate, just being a good little public slut in the passenger seat of his car. Going to the shops with the toy in me. No, it makes too much noise. I have to get a quieter one. God, the way he'd throw me down on the bed just to choke me and fucking me in prone. God, that feels so good, just being held down. Being held down and being fucked so fucking deep. How good that feels. Feels so fucking good. And feeling him coming me. Oh, this cock just pulse inside me. Meanwhile, I'm just there desperately clenching, trying to come and not being able to. We had my anal hook in me one point. My anal hook. Pulling on me. Every time I'd move, just tug it deeper in me while I had the toy in my pussy edging me. God, it felt so fucking good. I have my Nora in right now. Just being an edge slut, so fucking degrading. Not being allowed to come, so fucking degrading and humiliating. Oh my god, it feels so good. The way my brain just turns to absolute mush. God, I'd agree to anything. I fucking would. Oh, you could tell me that he'll take me to an alley, bend me over a fucking trash can. Fuck me like that, letting anybody else who walks past fuck me and use me, and I'd say yes, please, I'd beg for him to let me do that. Oh, you mentioned yesterday about renting a bus, just tying me to the handrails and just driving around, letting anybody on who wants to fuck me. If they don't want to fuck me, if they just want to play with me, if they want to squeeze my tits or finger my pussy, God. Suggested we make me a proper whore, because right now I'm just a slut. I just enjoy being used and fucked and taken advantage of. I don't charge people for it. Only whores charge. And I said, well, why don't we get the people to pay? They can, when they're finished using me and finished abusing my pussy, could just shove the money inside me. That could pay for the bus rental, right? God, just being used like that. Fuck. Just anybody could come on. Anybody could fucking use me. Being used by multiple people. Being watched. Being driven around. Even people not on the bus would see. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. I'm just so fucking desperate. You just, fuck. See, the thing is, I do want to come. I think I want to come. But with how needy I get and how good it does feel to edge, it makes me really doubt myself. It makes me doubt if I actually want to come. Or if I just think I want to. Fuck. I just want to be used. I think that's it. I think I don't want to come. I just want to be used and edged and denied and humiliated and be spat on and fucked, groped, and fingered. God. Now I'm just thinking of going to a pool bar, snooker, pool, however you call it. Billiards. That's an American word for it, right? Billiards. And God, just being bent over the table. I'm fucked like that, hands tied behind my back. Heck, shove me on the table, have me lie on the table, spread eagle. See if people still try to play the game around me. Oh, fuck me with the end of the pool cue. God, that'll be so fucking hard, degrading. Oh, just people writing on me. I do love being written on, I love body writing. People writing on me, what? Oh, fuck, sorry, I'm just picking up so hard. Oh, tie me so I'm face down, ass up. People could fuck me better that way. Oh, maybe get a bottle. There's gonna be a bar, right? There'll be alcohol. Maybe just shove a bottle of something in my ass, my pussy. You can get drunk by that, right? Like, by just tipping beer in someone's ass. That's how you get drunk. Just force me to get drunk like that. God. Take me to the toilets afterwards. Make me a urinal. Fuck. God. Oh my god. I'm absolutely disgusting. I'm so fucking disgusting. And it's so humiliating admitting all this just because I lost a bet. Oh. I I say it's just because I lost a bet. He didn't say what I had to talk about. This is my own fucking volition. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm sick. God, I just want to be fucked and used and degraded. I want to be held down. Croaked. See, I want to be fucked so bad, but the idea of nobody even fucking me, just using me. Like, nobody actually using me to get off. They're just using me for their amusement. They're shoving whatever they want in my pussy and my ass. Making me suck on their fingers. Just absolutely using me. Just for their amusement. Not even fucking me. Not even getting off properly. Not even coming in me like, that's fucking hot. That is hot. God. Oh. Maybe they do come, but not in me. Maybe they find a nice dog bowl. And they all decide they're going to collect their cum in that. So they can shove my face in it later to drink out of it. Go on. Okay. I think I need to stop now. God, I don't want to. Yes, I know I'm so close to the edge. But the edge is so mean. It's so cruel because I don't fall over it. But it's so fucking good. Yeah, I'm gonna stop there, fuck. I'm gonna stop there and then I'm just gonna spend a bit of time gooning. Jesus, fuck me. Well, thank you for listening. Let's see if I lose any more bets in the future.